Hi, Till. This is Ira.
Hi, Iowa.
Be with you in just a moment. I'm making a note to myself. Okay, I am on site at Chrysler, so I'm taking sketch notes, and I will make minutes later.
I understand.
So, running quickly through the minutes from last month, the VALS Summer of Code is still open and no students have applied?
No students have applied. And how do you get to Chrysler in the morning and get back in back to home in the afternoon?
By a
car from there?
I don't. It's 75 miles of freeways. I drive to Chrysler at 4:30 in the morning, spend 3 days on site, living in a motel about 8 miles away, and go back on Thursdays usually. So Tuesday through Thursday I'm on site.
Yes. And these moves you do with a Chrysler from them or with a car which you had before?
Oh, no, with mine. As a contractor, they don't ever supply vehicles.
So there is a car of competition in the parking lot and this is yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the competitive vehicles parking lot for cars that are not Chrysler products.
Yes.
Which means you have to park further out, of course.
Yes. And probably it has a high fence where you cannot look through so that no one sees these cars.
not actually, but the whole compound has security, so... but yeah, you can see these cars.
It's not about that someone steals your car, but about that someone who visits Chrysler sees non-Chrysler cars.
Yeah, no, I think they could. You could actually see them if you were driving around the compound. No, it's mainly just that if you're not driving a Chrysler car, then you don't get the close-in parking in the parking garages.
Yes.
IPP over USB, any news?
No. I did not do anything on, and manufacturers who are working with me on this also didn't come up with any news.
Okay.
The most important thing I'm concerned of is the Open Printing Summit, because last month we talked about what we all wanted to do and what you wanted to do, but nearly nothing happened as you had no time.
Yeah. You were also going to send out some, it said in
yes.
minutes from last month, at speaker invitations. Did you send any?
I have talked to Michael Vreier, and he wants to come.
Good.
It's even closer to him to come to that place instead of the Silicon Valley, so that
okay.
his flight is shorter from Seattle. And another thing is that I'm here with Avik Basu on the instant messaging, and he wants to participate and is waiting for our invitation email.
Okay.
And let me quickly read his last answer. And he is asking why we moved, and I told him that the PWG put the Apple meeting into February, and February is not a good month for a summit, as
right.
there are still parts of the world buried in snow.
Yeah.
And so some people who wanted to come could not come.
Yeah.
Probably areas like New York and so.
Lots of the U.S. and Canada, it wouldn't be practical.
Yes, the northern half of the U.S. probably.
Yeah, there is currently a major snowstorm blowing across the U.S. of up to 18 inches of fresh snow.
So people cannot drive around, take a plane, and
yeah,
even...
The airports are closing from Seattle to the East Coast.
Ah, yes. And probably there are also people with weeks without electricity, phone, and cells.
Yep. Okay, so Avik has followed up some more with you, and Michael Vreel will come?
Yes, and Avik also.
Okay. Have you sent anything to GTK or other UI people?
No. I will try, but it's probably difficult to get an answer, and especially difficult to get someone to there.
Well, if we can get someone to call in, that's fine.
Yes. I always offer the possibility of calling in. Yes, probably they are only in debug and maintenance mode concerning printing dialogues and things like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But and did you see or any look into any of the materials which I sent to you?
No, I have two deliverables due this Friday and Sunday, and until then, I am unlikely to look at anything except a few emails.
I did get
the materials, but if you have email addresses for any of those people who attended 10 years ago and you can send out invitations, that would be really good.
Simply, I will overtake the full organization, don't worry.
Okay.
So, only thing which was not so nice that I have left the stuff with you and hope that that something will happen. So, I will simply do what we planned. I will do it. I will make. I will set up the website and do the usual things more or less this week.
That would be wonderful. I'm sorry that I was unable to do it, but this has been a
very
difficult.
I hope we will. Then in the next days you will perhaps get some time and at the latest on the summit itself.
The earliest would be next week, but I have an unbelievably bad schedule next week. I have a couple of 12-hour days of teleconferences.
Oh. Teleconference for the standards or for Chrysler?
For auto standards and for PWG. PWG, of course, has the February meeting in April. And rather. And the topic of the meeting is IPP, practically.
Yes, yes. And when is this meeting? Next week?
Yeah, it's next Wednesday and Thursday. If you go to the PWG homepage and just about meetings, it shows the
agenda. 11, I see it now.
And we're going to be talking about the April meeting next week, and we will get up a web page for the prototype. Smith is not a new chair, but he's working with Mike.
Who's the new chair?
Smith Kennedy.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike stepped down from November.
PWG.
Yeah, he's the new chair of PWG.
Replacing Mike.
Yep, replacing him.
Yes. Only to know. But does this would mean that Smith would be on the summit, but Mike will be on the summit anyway?
Mike will be dialed in. He probably will not be able to travel because he can only basically get travel budget once a year to happen.
Yes. And so his travel budget is going into next week. I understand.
Right.
Mike is only, can only, seems that he can only travel to Apple. So
no, he can actually travel elsewhere, but the trouble is he has a finite travel budget.
Yes.
If he travels to a meeting at Apple, then he can't really travel mostly, apparently, to other meetings.
So perhaps for the 2017 meeting, we should rearrange that we get back to have the Apple meeting in April to get everyone together.
Yeah, and I think we hope to do that still, but it was not possible to have the meeting in April at Apple. So that's why it was rearranged.
Because Apple was full already.
Yeah, there was no possibility.
Look early to fill a slot there.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually did look early. As far back as November, we knew that it was not possible for Apple to host this April meeting.
Yes.
Okay. So, Till, you'll take over trying to send out invitations and setting up the web page?
Yes. And I will simply inform you and Mike when I have the web page that they can simply link it from the PWG page.
Okay, good.
Because I don't have right access to the PWG page.
Right. Yeah, and actually it's been tightened up lately.
It seems that the PWG page is all Mike's stuff because it looks very much like Mike's proprietary website software?
It's actually not. It's a hosted site. Smith maintains PWG pages at this point.
Yes. So I should inform Smith also that he links whatever I make to that page.
Right. Yep. We can easily do that.
Yes.
So keep Smith and me and Mike in the loop, because of course Mike's the author or co-author of most of the IPP active specs as well.
Yes, yes.
And Smith and I will work with Mike and try and make a draft.
Yes, this is what I'm still missing for continuing from my side to do the rest of the organization, especially invitations. I asked a week or two ago, please put up a draft schedule so that I can continue, but no one did.
Yeah,
and Mike,
we're not able to. That's a topic next week.
So the next week meeting is the working out of the draft schedule.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that we will do it on a whiteboard next week, and then it will get posted. The objective from the steering committee last week is that it will get posted by the end of next week or the beginning of the following week. But we were not able to do it earlier because people weren't able to commit.
Yes. Yes, so I will simply send informal invitations and to the possible speakers. And the full set of invitations will come with the draft schedule.
Right. Yeah, good. I'm making a note about that. Hang on a second, Tyson. Okay, I got that. Till, shall we briefly go over other agenda topics and go ahead and see if we can end early and I can get a break before my next two meetings?
Yes, yes. And
okay.
Go ahead. One thing is in the next week, the applications for mentoring organizations open. So anyone, if you have any project ideas, post them on the architecture mailing list. And I also will add a project idea for the Fumetic database. As CUPS, as we are mainly only having CUPS as a printing system in the current days, I'm thinking about letting a student look into having a CUPS, having a possibility to generate out of the Fumetic data a CUPS PPD generator .drv file. It's not such important, but if a student kicks in and does it, then I take it.
Good.
It is a simple idea, and also other ideas which were simply left over from last year, and
and that's it for now. And yes, this is about the Google Summer of Code, and otherwise I will do the usual steps to apply, and as the Linux Foundation, and this will be it. And otherwise, I've worked on testing on a Ubuntu phone and seen that pointing works nicely now, and I've done some fixes here and there in CAPS filters, and done also some bug reports, and Mike has fixed them, and this is what I have done.
Okay. So you'll send me a note about CUPS Builders update?
Yes.
And has there been a new release of CUPS?
A new release of CUPS, not.
Okay.
But CUPS Filters is under 8.1, and I will give you the change logs.
Okay. Good. Okay. IPP Everywhere did complete successfully the certification manual, did complete successfully the PWG last call, and is now in formal vote.
Yes, and the vote will probably take place next week in the meeting at Apple.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The vote will then take place in next week's meeting at Apple, or what?
No, it's electronic. It's private. It's not an open vote.
Yes.
Member company who's a voting member sends the reply directly to the PWG officers and the editor. So basically, Smith and Paul Tycote and I, who are the co-chairs of IPP, and Mike, who is the author of the spec, received the votes. And we now have, I believe, 4 of the 7 necessary votes, but we have another 2.5 weeks in the vote. So next week we will talk about it, and we will urge people present at the meeting to cast their vote. We expect it to pass.
Yes. And when the last vote is in, it's closed and decided.
No, it's closed on December 19th, on February 19th, unless we do not have quorum, in which case it'll be automatically extended for 30 days.
Yes.
But all but one of the current votes are yes, and the other is abstain, so I don't expect it to not pass. I expect it to be approved.
Yes, great.
And I'll put that in the minutes.
Last piece is done so that IPP Everywhere printers can make it to the market.
Yeah, the idea, and several vendors are waiting for it to be approved. There are vendors, as you know, with printers that could pass the IPP Everywhere certification, and I expect several vendors
to buy one on Canonical so that I have a test device.
Yeah. And, okay, we've talked about the summit, looking for other PWG news. The IPP 1.1 update, the revisions to the original RFC 2910 and 11, have reached a stable state. There is one minor editorial draft to do on the 2911 update, the model. Mike is taking care of those. So within this month, probably, we will send them to our area director at IETF, who's already said he will sponsor them, and it will begin review in one or more work groups in IETF for presumably largely security and editorial comments. So perhaps summer time frame, we might have approved, into the RFC editor's queue. We'll see. just when in summer, I'm not too sure. And the IPP system service, the top-level service that allows you to start and stop printers and scanners and so on, is proceeding forward. I'm doing updates regularly, and it will be reviewed for a half day next week with the PWD.
Great.
And I think that's pretty much it, except I wanted to double check on next meetings. We have March 1st as our next meeting, which is the next Tuesday.
Yes, and yes.
I wanted to ask you, what about April 5th, which would be the first Tuesday in April? Is that a viable day for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I don't know about
that's a good week for me. I'm taking a note here in my draft, my sketch. Okay. I think we could finish up here. Jill, I'm sorry that I wasn't able to do any sending out invitations or outreach this last month. I thought I would have some spare time, but I'm proving to have none. Many of my weeks are turning into 60-hour weeks. So I'm not getting much sleep, and I'm not getting much spare time. Okay,
yes,
let's go ahead and wrap up for today, and we will talk in March, and long before then, we will talk by email and go on with, you know, agenda and those topics.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.